We kind of ran out fairly comfortably in the end, but you're 100% right. You know, that was far from an accomplished display. There's a lot of things there so that we wouldn't have been that happy with. But, you know, at the end of the day, coming here today in difficult conditions, having lost 3 years in a row in Ballybuffet and with having been beaten by Antrim 2 years ago, the important thing was to get out and get through to the next day. You know, it's a long route now to the qualifiers, 8 weeks. It doesn't bear thinking about. So at the end of the day, we're just happy to get through.
Yeah, first half was typical Ulster football, wasn't it? No quarter given, none asked. Both teams kind of concentrating on play out the pitch rather than scoring.
Aye, well, I actually felt we actually done quite well at times and got through, and just we had a lot of bad wides, particularly early on. We could have been 4 or 5 points up early on, and that gave Antrim a wee bit of initiative then, and they probably controlled a wee bit of the game there. But you're right, it was very poor stuff the first half. You know, and there's lots of missed chances. We got out of jail. Antrim missed a couple of shots. Even Paddy Cunningham missed a free that he'd normally get. And
yeah,
at the end of the day, we were reasonably happy to be 3 points up and at half time having played so poorly.
Yeah, they got the first point of the second half, but really took over then. Donegal had their best spell probably for 15 or 20 minutes then.
We did. We ran the ball a bit more. You know, it wasn't a day for kicking the ball in. You know, with the conditions and that, it was very difficult for inside men to win primary possession. So we ran at Antrim and we got a couple of good scores, and that sort of killed them off. And you know, it was 10-4 for a long time, and at that stage they were really needing a goal to get back into it.
Yeah, Marty Boyle's position in the second half was interesting. You pushed him on their spare man, and that seemed to confuse them. They weren't able to get short kick outs, and because you weren't really kicking the ball in, he was taken out of the game, really.
He was, you know, and Marty got on the end of a lot of things. Maybe could have had a couple of scores himself, but he was very unselfish in laying the ball off, and him and Mark McHugh probably running at them in the second half made a big difference.
Yeah, McHugh's goal is icing on the cake, and good reward for him because he put in a good shift there today again.
I had a good second half. Wouldn't have been, you know, overly impressed in the first half now, but in the second half he done better. You know, he's good at running from deep, and it was a good finish, you know.
Yeah. And around the middle of the field, they had a couple of big men there, and we felt that they could cause some problems. But Rory Cavan and Martin McElhinney broke a lot of ball. And Kevin Cassidy, I thought, had a great game there today, Rory.
Cassidy was brilliant. Even in the first half, Kevin was outstanding. When we were struggling at times, he was the difference. He was winning premier possession. He used every ball. He brought a great physical dimension to the game. And we're just very lucky to have Kevin Cassidy.
And defensively, Donegal seemed to have it sorted out, because they look like a team that's very hard to score against.
Well, that's it. You know, at the end of the day, 50% of football's without the ball, 50% with it, you know. Yeah. So there's no point in making it easy for the opposition. People criticise for being overly defensive, all that. So at the end of the day, we're just concentrating on winning. Our boys are very proud and don't like to see any team scoring. They take it as an insult. But at the end of the day, we have to get scores at the other end too. So it matters striking the right balance.
Jim McGuinness always said this was the date that counted, 15th of May against Antrim in the Championship. You're over that hump. Your next date now is the 12th of June against Cavan and Breffany Park. And the players are away for a week back to the clubs now, Rory.
Well, that'll be the plan always. No matter what, whether we're in the qualifiers or in the Ulster Championship, we let the boys back at it and play with their clubs. You know, the club championship deserves to have them this week, you know, and they'll be out training with their clubs, and we're looking forward to them playing well next weekend.
So happy enough, but expect better the next day.
Happy to win, but not that happy with the performance. Oh.